is former Florida Congressman Robert Wexler. He's president of the Abraham Center for Middle East Peace. Congressman, good to see you.
Good morning.
You know, this first popped up on my radar. I get a lot of Israeli newspapers. We get a whole thing. But this first popped up on my radar. Haaretz did a story about this during the Mandela funeral, about saying that there is fear in Israel, among the Israel business community, that there is a tipping point, that what happened to South Africa in the 80s could be globally what could happen to Israel now in 2014 and 2015. Is there something to this?
Well, of course there is, because large European institutions, financial institutions in particular, have begun to adopt policies that are punitive with respect to Israel, and Europe is Israel's still biggest trading partner. Prime Minister Netanyahu made an extraordinary speech recently at the Davos World Economic Conference, in which he outlined this remarkable innovation nation. Mm-hmm. I mention it because after he was done with the speech, he then did an interview with a European journalist, which I assume the Israeli government chose.
Sure.
And all the journalist wanted to talk about was Israel's settlement policy. Prime Minister Netanyahu went back to Israel, called an emergency cabinet meeting to discuss what's happening in Europe. That's what Secretary Kerry was referring to. And what's important, three people on this earth in the last 4 years have done more to stop the boycott effort and mitigate its disastrous consequences: President Obama, Secretary Kerry, and Secretary Clinton. And for there to be this angst regarding what Secretary Kerry is saying is a bit misplaced.